Message number 159. Children, do not become discouraged by tales of despair facing mankind. Monday, August 8, 2011 at 19:45. My dearly beloved daughter, it is days since I communicated with you. This was to give you a chance to listen to the advice of my beloved Father God the Most High to help you understand the role of suffering to save souls. The days now are getting shorter as the time for the warning draws nearer. All is set for the flames of my love which will envelop the whole world as one. The angels, the choirs in heaven await now the day of glory when I return to give man his last opportunity to accept my existence and that of my eternal Father. Children, do not become discouraged by rumor or tales of despair facing mankind. Instead, look to me now and confide in me your fears. Mankind will be given such a wonderful gift. Not only will man encounter me face to face, but they will be overjoyed to learn and see the truth presented before their very eyes. This is to be a great day in history when hope and love will be shown to all of you. Even hardened sinners will fall down and weep tears of remorse. This is good news, children, for all can be saved if they abandon their pride and ego. All through their own free will are to be united to allow me to enter their hearts so that they can be guided towards the light. For many sinners in mortal sin, this light will burn their eyes and their soul. It will be painful. If they can only endure the fright of seeing how they offend me, they will become strong and will convert. So, children of my army, I say to you now, smile, for the event will be the most extraordinary in your lives, and your existing love for me and my eternal Father will infuse your soul. So much love will infiltrate your minds, bodies, and souls that you will be renewed in spirit forever. Pray now for all of you, for the time is short. The world is being prepared now for the warning so that all will be ready for my great gift. Continue, my children, with devotion this month of the salvation of souls, for by the end of August millions of souls will be saved through your efforts. Remember, children, I am present in your lives every day. Watching. Guiding. I love all of you. Remain loyal to my wishes to save tortured souls. Jesus Christ.